Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chester Elton's here. Chester is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, 12-year member. As of this week, a 12-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? He's the founder of CultureWorks, the co-author of all the important books on making sure that your teams are working together, The Carrot Principle, The Orange Revolution, my favorite, All In, and he's our good friend, Chester Elton. Welcome back to the show.
Always good to be with you, Jim.
Good to have you back, as always. So I'm looking at this stack of books here that I can't see over the top of. What Motivates Me, I think that's, isn't that one of the new ones?
That's the latest one, that's right.
That is the new one, isn't it? Yeah, okay. What Motivates Me, Put Your Passions to Work. Chester, I want you to, you got a little bit of a story to tell us today about a company that ran off the rails and is getting itself reestablished. One of the things that I think is important to point out is that when most companies wind up losing their way, it's not that they took a left turn and went down a wrong road, right? They usually do it by little b degrees, erosions over time, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's the old story about the, you know, the frog in the pot of water, right?
If you
throw a frog in a boiling pot, he jumps out. But like you say, little bit by little bit, you lose focus. And I had the wonderful opportunity. I was in England a couple of weeks ago and talked to a big grocery store chain called Tesco. Now, Tesco has about a 30% share of groceries in the UK. They're massive, 300,000 employees. But as you pointed out so well, little by little, they had lost the focus on the customer. And it became about, you know, protecting the margins and so on and so on. Well, they brought in a new leadership team and said, look, we got to turn this thing around. They said, how are we going to do it? Well, as you well know, Jim, you know, most products and services you can buy in a lot of places.
Yep.
So doing the big things, you know, having your stock or your shelf stocked with the right stuff and having a choice, that's the ticket to entry. The difference is the little things. And I really want to emphasize it. It's the little extra. You know, I work for some restaurant chains, and they would say, look, you can buy a chicken Caesar salad anywhere.
That's right.
Anywhere. Why am I buying yours? Well, the difference is the customer experience, which you understand so well. It's the little things you do. So here's the challenge, and then here's how they turned it around. CEO comes out, and he says, look, we've got 300,000 people that go to work every day that proudly wear our logo. We do the big things better than anybody. But if we can do a little bit more every day, it'll be the differentiator. And he said, think about that. 300,000 people every day doing just a little bit more. That's 300,000 random acts of kindness every day. That's 2.1 million acts of kindness every week.
Mm-hmm.
If we can do that, we can turn it around. And I'll tell you, 18 months later, you look at their chart, it's a happy face. They were high, they went low, and they're back high again.
What an example, example that I've seen in companies who practice that kind of thinking is a grocery. If you go in this particular one, I won't necessarily mention their name because there's actually more than one that I know of. You go into the store, into the grocery store, and you can't find something, you ask someone who's stocking, you know, putting stock out on shelves, can you tell me where so-and-so is? And they'll say, yes, just a minute, I'll take you there.
Exactly.
It's on aisle 16, and you start heading there, and they'll say, well, I'll take you over. And you'll say, no, that's okay. And they'll say, no, I'll take you over. And they go over there and make sure you and put your hand on the jar or the can or whatever.
Exactly.
Now that's not a grocery purchase. That's an experience.
Exactly. You know, Ritz-Carlton, the same thing, no matter what they're doing. They walk you to where you're going. They want to make sure. And, you know, isn't that interesting? And they chat you up along the way. You know, I'm sure they said, oh,
and what? And we have to say this, Chester. We have to say this. That costs nothing but a little bit of that person's time.
Exactly. Well, that's the point. So Here's the rest of the story, which I thought was fascinating. So I sat through this wonderful leadership conference, and the new CEO comes up and he says, you know, we had so much bad press. We were losing money. We were losing share, losing brand. He says, I went to my folks and I said, go to the mailbag and find me two or three good stories. You know, just two or three good stories. So in the avalanche of all this negativity, I'll have at least two or three good stories. You know, customer satisfaction stuff. People where we've really gone above and beyond. These people came back and said, you know what, boss? There aren't any.
Unbelievable.
Think about that. There aren't any. He said, so my goal and our goal collectively was we've got to fill our mailbags with great stories. And he says, I'm proud to tell you, 18 months later, when I ask for a good story, there are too many to count. Nice comeback.
Well, all you got to do is wake your people up. Well, first, the people at the top have to wake up. They have to wake up and look around them and do what one of my mentors once said, check your position. Look around you. Check your position. And you got to be aware of what's going on around you. Then you got to convey that down the line, all the way down to the last mile of your organization, and have people raise their head up and look around. And when you do, you'll see customers who are hungry for an experience.
Well, you know, the thing about this that I think is so fascinating, and I love saying this, you know, when we consult and we teach and we train, is that, you know, when it comes to this kind of thing, I always say, listen, I'm not going to tell you anything you don't already know. I'm not going to tell you something that your mama didn't teach you when you were 6 years old. And what was that? Remember to say thank you.
Please
say
and thank
please.
You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't bite. Don't bite other kids.
Right, don't push.
Nice. Yeah, don't push. So here's the thing, you know, you say, look, and this comes back to the golden rule, you know. If you were lost in the storm, were looking for something, wouldn't you like somebody to take a hold of that problem and walk you over and get it? Of course you would. So be that person. Be the person you'd want to be. Treat people like you'd want to be treated. And it's amazing to me that when you do just those little things, but you do it every day, right? It's that little thing every day, how the whole culture changes. Now you're focused on the customer. You're focused on certain. And I said, by the way, and don't just do it for our customers. Do it for each other.
I had some automobile service done the other day. It was not a small job. It was a car had 120,000 miles. It was time to replace a few major parts on underneath the car. And so when I got there, the guy knows I want to take care of the car. So he does everything I told him to do. When I went back to pay him, he said, Jim, he said there was these two other parts that were just worn out. We didn't know about. We replaced them, and we didn't charge you for the labor, only for the parts, but I knew you wanted those fixed. How about that?
Perfect.
He just took care of me.
Perfect.
Where am I going to go next
Absolutely.
Time? Where am I
going to
go next time? Chester, I need
and
your website.
You
I need your website quickly.
It's thecultureworks.com.
Check Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.